Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. A truck dripping rancid juices from thousands of pounds of rotting chicken sat in the heat, attracting flies Thursday at a western Montana truck stop after an Idaho trucking company employee abandoned it at least 3 days earlier. The driver left the trailer containing approximately 37,000 pounds of frozen chicken near the Flying J truck stop west of Missoula after the company refused his request for more money, authorities say. The chicken was worth $80,000. Aisha Johnson with the Missoula City County Health Department said Dixie River Insurance Company was in charge of cleaning up the mess, and it's not a simple job. It involves getting the landfill prepared to receive the load, Johnson told the Missoulian on Thursday. They'll probably have to dig a separate hole for this. Move over, Ben Roethlisberger. There's a new number 7 in western Pennsylvania. The folks at Valwood Farms in Loretto, Pennsylvania, have named a baby calf Big Ben after the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback because the cow naturally has a number 7 on his head. The farm has posted the calf's picture on its Facebook page, and Clarissa Idle-Wetzwerk, the director of business development for the family-owned food and grocery farm, is hoping Roethlisberger won't mind. She says Baby Ben is awfully cute, so hopefully Big Ben won't mind sharing his namesake. The farm plans to display the calf when it opens its pumpkin patch for business next month. Two amorous donkeys, Napoleon and Astucia, who were separated because of an outcry over their lovemaking, have been reunited at a zoo in Poland. The couple, together for 10 years, got into trouble when mothers expressed outrage that children had to witness their mating. A local conservative official, Lydia Duziak, took up their cause and persuaded the director of the zoo to have the animals put in separate pens. Thursday, the zoo acknowledged making a mistake and said the donkeys are again in one pen after about a week apart. The interruption of the long-standing romance turned into national news item in Poland in the past few days. Nearly 7,000 people signed a petition to have them reunited. Two fan pages appeared on Facebook devoted to their cause, with a total of nearly 10,000 likes and a photo of donkeys in the act. Experts weighed in, saying the separation could hurt their psychological well-being, and politicians were asked about it on the country's leading news program. In their decade together, Napoleon and Astucia have produced 6 offspring, including their 2-month-old, Tadusi.
I'm Harley D. signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.
In San Diego's Gaslamp Quarter District Tuesday, a pedicab driver was discovered unconscious with a snake around his neck. Travis Ilzer Young, 27, is accused of riding a bicycle under the influence. Officers said they found Young intoxicated and passed out on the ground just after 1:30 a.m. As they approached him, Young climbed onto his pedicab and tried to cycle away backwards, but apparently left his snake. San Diego Police Department contacted the San Diego County Animal Service, who removed the 18-inch snake and said it wasn't in good condition. The ball python was taken to an emergency veterinary to be treated for starvation, dehydration, and anemia, animal services say. The reptile will stay in the hospital until further notice. Police in Troy, Michigan arrested a 49-year-old mother. Police in Troy, Michigan, say they arrested a 49-year-old mother whom they say enlisted her daughter, a young boy, and a 61-year-old woman to help her shop. Police in Troy, Michigan, arrested a 49-year-old mother whom they say enlisted her daughter, a young boy, and a 61-year-old woman to help her shoplift clothing and other items from an Old Navy. A security camera footage showed the four entering the A security camera footage showed the four entering the store shortly after 8 p.m. and then fanning out to different areas, where they proceeded to stuff various items into bags. Security guards were able to catch the 11-year-old girl and the 61-year-old woman, but the girl's mother and the young boy got away. According to the Detroit News, after the girl's mother failed to pick her up at the police station, officers called the woman at home. She initially denied being at the store in the first place, but then called an hour later and admitted that she lied about the incident because she was scared. Nevertheless, the woman still refused to turn herself in or pick up her daughter, who was finally retrieved by an aunt later that night. The woman is now wanted for retail fraud, child neglect, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. A Bay Area man has come up with a comfortable invention. A San Francisco financier, Jesse Herzog, has invented the so-called suitsie. It looks like a typical business suit worn over a white t-shirt, but hidden behind the button is a zipper that runs from the fly to the neck. The sleeves poking out from under the jacket cuffs are fake, and the shirt front is connected to the blazer. So, I was at work, and I was just thinking, you know, I need a way to look professional, but feel like I'm in my pajamas all the time. Seems reasonable, and it's also just a little bit more efficient way to get ready in the morning, Herzog said. The suit is currently turning to crowdfunding through San Francisco clothing label Betta Brand. The author of Washington's recreational marijuana law has suggested that Spokane tests its sewage for traces of the cannabis chemical THC to get a more accurate picture of pot use by residents. American Civil Liberties Union lawyer Allison Holcomb proposed the idea at a Tuesday meeting of the city's council's Marijuana Policy Subcommittee. Researchers at the University of Washington She got the idea from researchers at the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute, who have previously tested sewage in Oregon and Washington for the presence of illegal drugs like cocaine and methamphetamine. Holcomb said Tuesday that testing sewage for THC provides a more accurate level of trends than self-reporting on surveys in which people are asked to The author of Washington's recreational marijuana law has suggested that Spokane test its sewage for traces of the cannabis chemical THC to get a more accurate picture of pot use by residents. American Civil Liberties Union lawyer Allison Holcomb proposed the idea at a Tuesday meeting of the City Council's Marijuana Policy Subcommittee. She got the idea from researchers at the University of Washington Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute, where they have previously tested sewage in Oregon and Washington for the presence of illegal drugs like cocaine and methamphetamine. Holcomb said Tuesday that testing the sewage for THC provides a more accurate level of trends than self-reporting on surveys in which people are asked about their drug use. A man who jokingly sought $10 from a crowdfunding website to pay for his first attempt at making potato salad has ended up raising A man who jokingly sought $10 from a crowdfunding website to pay for his first attempt at making potato salad and ended up raising $55,000 is making good on his promise to throw one huge party. Zach Brown is planning Potato Stock 2014, an all-ages charity-minded party downtown in Saturday in downtown Columbus, Ohio, featuring bands, food, truck vendors. Zach Brown is planning Potato Stock 2014, an all-ages charity-minded party Saturday in downtown Columbus, Ohio, featuring bands, food trucks, beer vendors, potato sack races, and definitely potato salad. His effort on Kickstarter in early July to buy potato salad ingredients took on a life of its own and attracted worldwide attention as the amount grew. The 31-year-old eventually raised $55,492. The Columbus Dispatch reports Brown partnered with the Columbus Foundation to start an endowment that will aid area charities that fight hunger and homelessness. The account started with $20,000 in post-campaign contribution donations, but will grow after proceeds from the potato stock are added. Victoria Wilde, 30. A French woman, Victoria Wilde, 30, has spent the last 5 years getting surgical enhancements on her lips, hips, and all points in between to make herself into a Barbie doll. It's a dream she's had since she was growing up in a small village in Latvia. "I had a very normal childhood, living in a small village in the countryside," she said. "I didn't know about plastic surgery at that age, but I would always dream about resembling a sexy bimbo doll with huge breasts and insanely big lips. I loved the way the dolls looked and how sexy they were. They're so bright and bold. It was this fantasy in my head." Fantasy started becoming reality when she was 25 and met her boyfriend. Fantasy started becoming reality when she was 25 and met her boyfriend, an Italian businessman named Simon. He encouraged her dream of becoming a real-life sex doll and helped her fund $50,000 worth of cosmetic surgeries. With his help, along with money Wilde earned modeling, she's been able to afford permanent lip implants, Botox, buttock implants, a nose job, and 3 rounds of breast surgery to increase her bust size to a ginormous 32G. That's feminism taking 20 steps back. Peyton Manning, the Denver Broncos quarterback, who bought a whole bunch of Papa John's franchises just before Colorado residents voted to legalize recreational marijuana, said in a recent interview that legal pot has been a boom for sales. "There's some different laws out here in Colorado," Manning told Sports Illustrated in the interview published Thursday. "Pizza business is pretty good out here, believe it or not, due to some recent law changes," end quote. Thanks to the approval of Amendment 64 in Colorado, weed is now regulated like alcohol in the state, and since sales began on January 1st of this year, the adorably fun YouTube channel EvanTube HD that an 8-year-old boy named Evan started with his dad 3 years ago has been quite the savings plan. In his videos, Evan demonstrates and reviews the latest toys and video games for kids. His father, Jared, who runs a photography and video production company, helps bring the reviews to life. With almost 750 million views, Evan is a certified YouTube star. And according to Business Insider, Evan earns $1.3 million a year from his toy review videos. "These earnings come from ad sales," Evan's father Jared told Newsweek last year. He explained that the sales team works to sell ads and also negotiate deals with various brands. Still, the dad hasn't quit his day job yet. "All the proceeds from our YouTube channel go directly into the savings plans. And investment accounts for the kids' futures," he noted. 2 Boston residents allegedly advertised medical marijuana on Facebook and then sold it from their home. Mark and Holly Harrington, both 28, were arrested Tuesday. They claimed on a Facebook page to operate HTM Gardening, LLC. Mark Harrington is listed as the president and co-founder of the company on Facebook. On the page were photos of plants they reportedly were growing and cash, police say. The Facebook page said that people simply had to, quote, fill out the new patient application below and email a copy of your verification, a photo ID, and a signed healthcare release form so we can call to verify your certificate. Is valid, end quote. An undercover detective requested marijuana from the number listed on the page, and the Harringtons allegedly met with him and sold it to him. During a search of their home, marijuana and prescription pills were recovered along with soda. During a search of their home, marijuana and prescription pills were recovered, along with several edible marijuana products, police say. Both were arraigned Wednesday in a Lowell District Court while pleading not guilty to charges of conspiracy to violate drug laws, unlawful manufacture, cultivation, and distribution of marijuana, and possession with intent to distribute marijuana. Mark Harrington faces an additional nine possession charges, while Holly faces six. The pair have additional warrants for drug distribution and conspiracy. They are being held on $3,000 bail and are due to return to court on October 22nd.